Bob Wehrman is standing in front of the Vietnam War Memorial at the state capitol. He served in the Vietnam War from 1970 to 1971 and holds up the three original medals he received for action in combat.
I got the Air Medal for having 140 hours in aerial combat, and the Bronze Star was for some kind of bravery, which I can't remember, and the Silver Star was I tried to save some guy. There was an explosion behind us, and we were in this fire, under fire, and I pulled him out, and he lived for a few days. Look, these medals, I was in the band, and that's how bad it was.
Wehrman was discharged in 1971 and was treated for post-traumatic stress disorder in the early 1990s. Dr. Kenneth Hirsch is a psychiatrist and manages the Traumatic Stress Disorders Program for the Veterans Administration. He says the physical effects of PTSD are just as harmful.
The adrenaline and cortisol and other stress hormones are great in a crisis situation. It gives you extra strength, extra endurance, makes you more attuned to your senses. But if you are in that sort of crisis mode on a chronic basis, those same chemicals can eat away at you.
Wehrman was also exposed to Agent Orange in Vietnam and was diagnosed with hepatitis C in August. He went to the VA again and was referred to a civilian medical center. He has an appointment in March 2016. Wehrman's 15-year-old son, Aaron, worries along with his mother and two sisters about the prognosis.
He has a fever and he's sick like 24/7, and every time I come home from school, it's like 3 o'clock. It's basically when he hits his wall and he has to take a nap or lay down. And I mean, tomorrow his liver could fail and he could have all that stuff. But we don't know when it's going to happen and we don't know when he's going to get treated. So it's kind of like changed all of our lives.
The VA Gastroenterology Department treats hepatitis C patients. Dr. Joseph Manlolo is the department chief and clinical coordinator. He says patients with advanced liver disease are treated first because hepatitis C treatment is costly.
The medications can be very expensive, particularly when we talk about the medication like sofosbuvir that was $1,000 a pill. When you're talking about treatment courses, that this would be on the order of, you know, $80,000. You know, we do have access to all the medications. Our biggest concern is just making sure that they get seen in clinic first, and our third next available for our hepatitis C clinic, it's within 30 days.
Wehrman says he has to wait 120 days for his first appointment when early treatment is the key. He says the $80,000 to $150,000 price tag is also daunting.
Right now, I'm trying to have the VA say, yes, we'll pay for this. It's to be determined if the private insurance company will even cover it. So I'm going to get treatment one way or another. And they knew that a lot of us would have hepatitis years and years ago, and they didn't tell us. So I look at it like they're still screwing us around after all these years.
There are 38,000 Vietnam War veterans in Hawaii. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.